as I was praying about this sharing today,
当我在祷告为今天的信息祷告的时候,
this topic kept on coming up over and over again.
这段经文一直从在我的心中浮现。
I think the reason that is because
我猜这个原因是
is that I pray that this will bring together for all of us to be focused on Christ.
希望这段经文能够让我们更面转向耶稣基督。
So let's look at this passage today.
我们现在来看这段经文。
Please take your Bibles if you have them, either on your screen or a physical Bible that might be with you right now.
请你打开你的圣经。
And today we are going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 4.
我们今天要看马太福音五章四节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 4.
马太五章四节。
I'll read the verse. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Let me pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, I want to thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你这段时间。
I pray that you will use this verse.To teach us and remind us.
我祈祷我们能够借着这段
经文 that we need you, Lord.
我们需要你
That we cannot do what you want us to do.
我们靠自己不能做你需要我们做的
Without your help.
因为只有你能帮助我们
Lord, I pray that you will use this passage.
请你用这一句经文
Not just to humble us
不光只是指我们使我们谦卑
But to also comfort us
也安慰我们
Because you are the one with the strength
因为独有你才有这个能力
You are the one who can forgive
只有你才能够使我们的罪赦免
And you are a God who loves us
而且你是爱我们的神。
Amen.
Amen.
This is a hard verse for most of us to accept. We don't want a verse like this to be true, but it is only the second sentence in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
对于我们大多数的人，我们都很难接受这一句经文，因为我们不希望这个经文是真的，可是它确实是真实的，而且这个只是耶稣登山宝训中的第二句话。
In human society, this verse clearly runs contrary to the teachings of the world.
在人类的社会中，这段经文显然与世界的教义背道而驰。
Again, blessed are those who mourn.For they will be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Think about how many of us just want to be happy. There are whole songs dedicated to the idea of being happy, but this is contrary to the kingdom of God.
想想看，我们当中有多少人只想要快乐？有很多歌，整首歌只是表达快乐。但这却与上帝的国度背道而驰。
Before we jump to conclusions, we must first understand what Jesus is saying. This begins with the word mourn.
在我们妄下结论之前，我们必须先了解耶稣到底在说什么。那这是从哀痛这个词开始的。
To mourn, there are certain types of mourning that we must be ruled out from this passage.
说到哀痛，这段经文并不是指以下类型的哀痛。
First of all, we are not talking about sadness caused by unfulfilled personal passion.
首先，我们不是讲由未实现的个人激情引起的悲伤。
In other words, just because we did not get what we want does not mean we are blessed.
换句话说，仅仅是因为我们没有得到我们想要的，并不代表我们是有福的。
So we're not saying blessed are those of you who mourn because you broke up from a sexually moral relationship.
所以我们并不是说你们当中那些因为不道德的性关系分手的人而哀痛的是有福的。
We are not saying blessed are those who mourn because you did not get the career of your dreams.
我们也不是说因为你没有得到你梦想中的工作，你哀痛，你就有福了。
We are also not saying blessed are those of you who mourn because your life may be filled with so many concerns that you have no time to hear from God.
最后呢，我们也不是说你们这些哀痛的人有福，是因为你们的生活充满了对世界许多忧虑，以至于你们没有时间听上帝讲话。
Jesus is also not promoting a debilitating type of depression that leaves people paralyzed or unable to function.
耶稣也不是提倡一种使人瘫痪或者没有办法工作的忧郁症。
Such conditions are terrible and destructive, and they are not from God.
这种情况是可怕的，而且有破坏性的，并不来自上帝。
What Jesus is talking about is the kind of mourning and sorrow that is deeply rooted in God and wants to teach us a lesson.
耶稣所说的哀痛呢，是指一种深深扎根于神，而且使我们可以学到功课的哀痛跟悲伤。
Remember, the word blessed in verse 4 is someone who knows that they belong to God and are fully spiritually satisfied in Him alone.
这第四节的有福的人呢，是知道自己属于上帝，而且在灵性上完全被神满足的人。
This is a tough idea to describe to someone who's not gone through it. But suffice it to say, it is going to be captured in this poem.
对于还没有经历过的人来说，也许这个很难描述，可是也许这首歌可以来描写。
I walked a mile with pleasure, she chattered all the way, but left me none the wiser for all she had to say.I walked a mile with sorrow, and ne'er a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me.
这首诗这样子写，我跟着快乐走了一英里路，他一路喋喋不休，但他说的一切并没有让我变得更聪明。我和悲伤走了一英里路，他一句话也没说。可是，当悲伤与我同行的时候，我学到的真是太多了。
What a wonderful poem from Robert Browning Hamilton. Together, it shows us that a trouble-free life is a shallow life.
这首由汉密顿·尔顿的诗是多么的美妙。它显示无忧无虑的生活其实是一种肤浅的生活。
The kind of mourning that Jesus wants us to experience is an anguish caused by a deeper awareness of sin, both in us and around us.
耶稣希望我们经历的那种悲痛，是从我们对我们自己和周围的罪更深的认识而引起的一种痛苦。
It is just like what Nehemiah went through when he saw the destruction of Jerusalem.
就像尼希米看到耶路撒冷被毁时候所经历的一样。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verses 3 to 4 says, And they said to me, the remnant there in the province who had survived the exile is in great trouble and shame. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down. Its gates are destroyed by fire. As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
尼希米记第一章三到四节说，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祷告。
Look at how he responds in verse 4. Did he jump into his chariot and run off with the boys to drown his pain away in alcohol, video games, or a cruise ship? No. It was a godly sorrow for the sins of his people.
我们来看看耶利米书在第四节是怎么样回应的呢？他是否跳上战车，跟男孩们一起逃跑，用酒精、电子游戏或者游轮来消除他的痛苦 ？No， 并不是的。这是他子民，他对他子民的罪近前的悲伤。
This is the same heart that Jesus has when he casts out the demon in Mark chapter 9, or when Paul is worried about the church in Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, verse 31.
这个跟耶稣在马可福音第九章赶鬼，或者保罗在使徒行传二十章三十一节担心以弗所的教会的时候一样的哀痛的心。
It is the heart that cares about the sinful state of man and the holiness of God. This deeper inner agony may not be outwardly expressed, but it will always be inwardly felt by everyone who believes in the seriousness of the kingdom of God.
这是一颗关心人的罪恶状态和关心上帝圣洁的心。这种内心痛苦可能不会表达在外在，可是对每一个对上帝国度认真的人，他都会在内心感受到这样的痛苦。
Thus, the mark of a mature Christian life is not just in our sinlessness, but rather in a deeper awareness of one's own sinful state.This is the mark of a truly mature believer because this is what will cause them, us, to mourn.
因此，成熟基督徒生活的标志不仅仅只是在于我们没有罪，而是在于对自己有罪的状况下深刻的认识。这是一个真正成熟的基督徒的标志，这样才会让我们悲伤。
This verse concludes with, they shall be comforted. This is a promise for those who mourn from Jesus, that they will not stay in mourning forever.
马太福音五章四节继续，他们必得安慰。那这个是因为，这是对那些因耶稣而哀痛的人的应许。这些人不会永远留在哀痛中。
Not only is this promise for the future, but it is also a promise for the present.
这不光只是对未来的承诺，也是对现在的承诺。
Hebrews 13:6 states, without question, the Lord is my helper. Jesus, in John chapter 14, verse 16, promises to give us help with the sending of the Holy Spirit.
希伯来书十三章六节毫无疑问地说，耶和华是帮助我的。耶稣在约翰福音十四章十六节也应许差遣圣灵帮助我们。
While you mourn for the sin in the world, in you and around you, God will comfort you because he has promised to do so. So never forget this.
当我们在这个世界上为我们跟我们周围的罪哀痛的时候，我们要知道上帝会安慰我们，因为他已经应许要这样做，我们不能够忘记这一点。
So an application, number one, stay alert.
所以我们现在的应用的要点有什么呢？第一点，要保持警惕。
We can see sin reveal itself today all over the world. It's always been there. We just never saw it as clearly, I think, as we do today.
第一点是我们可以看到罪，它在全世界中显露出来，它一直都在那里，只是我们从来，也许从来没有像今天这样清楚地看到这个罪的问题。
We find it in our entertainment, our habits and hobbies that do not bring spiritual life, our relationships that do not spiritually challenge us to grow, our worldly ambitions that are not from God.
我们在哪里发现罪呢？在我们的娱乐，在我们不属灵的习惯，不属灵的爱好的生活，我们活在不挑战属灵生活的关系中，我们对世俗的享乐不是来自上帝的野心，这些都可以看到罪。
Before you jump to condemn the world like I do, too often look into your own life.
那现在，在你也许跟我一样想跳起来谴责这世界以前呢，可以先审视一下我们自己的生活。
Do you see this sin inside of you? Do you see how you fail God every single day? Do you see the evil desires within your own heart?
我在我们身上看到这个罪吗？我看到我是如何每天都辜负上帝吗？我看到自己心中的罪恶了吗？
More than the sin around me, what motivates me each day to cling to the cross is my own awareness of my own sin. The more I realize my need for God, the greater my love for God grows.
除了我周围的罪，每天激励我坚持跟随耶稣十字架的，是我对自己罪的认识。当我越意识到我对上帝的需要，我对上帝的爱就越大。
Thus, the more mature I become as a Christian.
这样子呢，我就变成越来越成熟的基督徒了。
Number two, have you been comforted by God?
第二点，我得到神的安慰了吗？
The people who do wicked things around you are not your enemy. Your family, your spouse, our world, your opposing political party, these are not your enemies.
在我们周围做坏事的人并不是我们的敌人。我们的家人，我们的配偶，我们的世界，我们的反对党，这些都不是我们的敌人。
More often than not, they are all casualties of a spiritual war. The question we need to ask ourselves today is, does God love them?
很多时候呢，他们其实都是属灵征战的牺牲品。我们今天需要问自己的问题是，上帝爱他们吗？
Even better question to ask, in the midst of your anguish, does God love you? Can he forgive someone like you?
还有一个更好的问题是，在我们的痛苦中， 我们相信上帝爱我们吗？他能够原谅像我这样的人吗？
I will tell you today, if he can forgive me, if he can love me, I know he can forgive someone like you.
玉姬今天告诉我们，他说如果上帝人能够爱像玉姬这样子的人，玉姬知道上帝也可以爱我们，原谅我们。
I know the greatness of sin in my own heart. And even today, because I am so aware of it, I know how loving my God truly is. And he would welcome and comfort someone like me as a child of God.
我知道我罪性的严重性，在我的心里，即使是在今天，我都非常清楚，我知道我的上帝是多么的爱我，他会欢迎跟安慰任何像我一样的人作为上帝的孩子。
Because I know this, I now can forgive others. I must be forgiven before I can forgive.
因为我已经明白神对我的爱，接受我，我现在也可以原谅别人。所以在我能够原谅别人之前，我需要先被原谅。
Number three, one last challenge for today. Pray.
今天最后一个挑战是祈祷。
Like Nehemiah, you might see the brokenness in your home, in the church, in this world. And if you aren't careful, you might immediately say, Lord, I have to fix this.
就像尼希米一样，你可能会看到你的家庭教会这个世界 如何的破碎，我们如果不小心，我们可能立即说，主啊，我一定要去修复它。
But that isn't your battle to fight. That is his battle to win. Your job is to surrender to him and to lift up all those you mourn for, including yourself,to him in prayer.
但是呢，这不是我们要打的仗，那个是上帝要赢的仗。我们的工作是向上帝投降，并且在祷告中举起所有我们为哀痛的人，这也包括我们自己。
Let him work in your family, in your church, and in our world.
让上帝在我们的家庭、我们的教会跟我们的世界中工作。
Many times, what God tells me when I pray is simply get out of the way, or even worse, let go of your control. If you are like me, that is extremely hard to do, and who here wants to give up control?
很多时候当我祷告的时候呢，上帝告诉我是你走开，或者更糟糕的是上帝掌权。如果你像我一样是很难做到的，谁想放弃控制的权利呢？
But if you are the one in control, God isn't.
但是如果我们是掌权的，上帝就不是那一位掌权的了。
The Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount were not meant to be given by Jesus for your own self-empowerment or self-confidence. It was the first sermon given by Jesus to break you and cause youto depend on him.
登山宝训中的八福，并不是耶稣赐给我们为了让我们自己获得力量的，不是为我们自己的好处。这个八福是耶稣给我们的第一个宝训中，让我们能够知道心碎，让我们知道我们需要仰赖耶稣。
For apart from him, we can do nothing. Our own anguish over sin proves this to be true.
因为离开了神，我们什么也做不了。我们自己对罪的痛苦已经证明我们没有办法离开我们的上帝。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we need you.
神啊，我们需要你。
We see what is happening in the world.
我们看到这世界。
We see what's happening in our community.
在我们的周围环境中。
We see what is happening in families.
我们看到不同的家庭。
We see what is happening in our own lives.
我们也看到在自己的生活中。
Lord, we all know how easy it is to turn away from you and wander away from you.
上帝啊，我们知道是多么的容易就不跟你在一起了，就转头了，不跟随你了。
All of this proves we need your help.
这些都证明了我们需要你的帮助。
Lord, be our strength.
神啊，你的力量。
Lord, I pray that we would not forget.
我祷告我们不要忘记。
The price that you paid at the cross.
你在十字架上付出的这么大的代价。
For the sin inside of us and all around us.
对于我们身边跟我们自己的罪。
Forgive us, Lord, for trying to clean up our lives with our own efforts.
神啊，请你原谅我们，不愿意跟随你。常常只是自己走自己的路。
Teach us, Lord, to surrender to you.
帮助我们俯伏跟随你。
Break our desire to always be in control.
让我们不要常常想要控制情况。
And help us to surrender that control into your hands.
让我们能够真正的顺服你。
Lord, we lift the future into your hands, God.
神啊，我们把我们的未来放在你的手中。
And we receive your love for our lives.
我们接受你对我们生命的爱。
So that we can finally love those in our lives.
这样子我们才能够真正的爱我们生命中的人。
Thank you, Lord, for this time to bring us back to you, I pray.
谢谢主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.